Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
You know, it wouldn't be much fun making a V-disc without a V-mail. As far as V-mails are concerned, I guess I'm a regular slot machine manipulator because I lean to Tilton. The surprise fellow is Martha Tilton, who was nice enough to come over and make some records with us. How are you, Martha?
I'm fine, thanks, Bob. And it's really fun being able to make these V-discs with you and the fellas. And now we'd like to do a little tune for you called... What is the name of this next number we're going to do, Bob?
Pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and smile, Smahile.
Smahile, that's it.
Pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and smile, smile, smile. While you've a Lucifer to light your fag, smile, boys, that's the style. What's the use of worrying? It never was worthwhile. So pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and smile, smile,
troubles in your old kid bag and smile, smile, smile. While you've a Lucifer to light your fag, smile, boys, that's the style. What's the use of worrying? It never was worthwhile. So pack up your troubles in your old kid bag and smile. In your old kit bag and smile, smile, smile. While you've a Lucifer to light your fag.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to part two of Swing Time with Mike Coates here with the selections for this part of the show. Thanks, of course, to co-presenter John Newell for the usual choice of mainly contemporary recordings. And thanks also for his introduction to the tribute that he made to Kemper Plowski, a fine musician, and I hope to include a couple more tracks in the course of the next hour. Although my first selection had a distinctive British military connection, I'm afraid that it's going to take more than the King's Shilling to put the track, if you're interested, into your collection. First of all, the details. That was an American V-disc, which I'll elaborate on in a few moments, with Bob Crosby and his V-disc Bobcats. Not an awful difference from his normal Bobcats. The vocalist who announced herself at the start of the session was Martha Tilton. So we had Bob Crosby and his V-disc Bobcats, Bob Crosby and Martha Tilton the vocals, Yank Lawson trumpet, Ward Silloway trombone, Hank D'Amico clarinet, Boomy Richmond tenor sax, Dave Bowman on piano, Herb Ellis, a young Herb Ellis, it has to be said, on guitar, Bob Haggart bass, with George Wetling at the drums. Recorded in New York City on April the 3rd, 1945. And that was a session that was not only commissioned by the American government, or the American military in this sense, but was also supervised in the recording. At the end of 2024, the prestigious Mosaic record label issued a 10-piece CD set called Classic V-Disc Small Group Jazz Sessions, a title which is self-explanatory. However, if you have not encountered the term V-Disc before, I should explain that this was a programme commenced by the American government to provide entertainment to its military forces, particularly the Army, the Marines and the Navy. And it consisted of recordings on gramophone records, the objective of which was to really boost morale among service personnel. And eventually, the entire catalogue consisted of classical music, popular music, vocals, folk and spirituals, as well as jazz singers and groups, and, believe it or not, some blues performances as well. The performers were all leading artists, and it's interesting that the programme really arose from the musicians themselves, or the entertainment industry, looking to really do their bit for the war effort. The leading artists of the day were not particularly avant-garde musicians of the day, and the arrangers of the, or the organisers of the scheme, did look to who had been popular and in many ways still were. Our next V-disc is, in fact, Connie Boswell, who plays piano on this session, incidentally. She sings Way Down Yonder in New Orleans. The group is referred to as Connie Boswell and her V-disc Music Men. And again, Yank Lawson appears on trumpet, along with Vernon Brown trombone, Hank D'Amico again, Boomy Richmond tenor sax, the pianist is Arnold Ross, Alan Hanlon on guitar, Felix Giobbe on bass, George Wetling appears at the drum kit again. This was recorded on July the 2nd, 1945, again in New York City.
Yes, where do you think I'm going when the wind starts blowing strong? Yes, where do you think I'm going when the nights start growing long? I ain't going east, I ain't going west, I ain't going over the cuckoo's nest. I'm bound for the town that I love best, where life is one sweet song. Way down yonder in New Orleans, in the land of dreamy scenes, there's a Garden of Eden, that's what I mean. Oh, Creole babies with flashing eyes, softly whisper with tender sighs, stop. Oh, won't you give your lady fair a little smile? Stop. You bet your life you'll linger there a little while. Now there is heaven right here on earth with those beautiful queens way down yonder in New Orleans. Thank you. You bet your life you'll linger there a little while. Well, there is heaven right here on earth with the beautiful queen.
The V-Disc programme ran from late 1942 through to 1949 and was made up of commercial releases, popular records, mainly from swing bands, broadcasts, concerts and transcriptions, and specially arranged studio recordings supervised by the V-Disc personnel, and the first two records we've heard, the Crosby and Connie Boswell, were in fact these that were special, i.e. supervised by the V-Disc people. Due to the American Federation of Americans recording ban, which ran from 1942 to 1944, these V-Disc records have taken on an important role to the jazz collector, in that they allow us to hear what was happening musically in jazz in the year period that I've mentioned, or the year period I've mentioned. We have to remember that the only recordings or the only performances that musicians made were particularly those over the radio. And 2 years is a long time for no records to be produced. And additionally, as there were no contracts involved with these V-Disc recordings, musicians were able to be mixed in a way that we became accustomed to when the likes of, for example, Norman Grant started with his various recordings, handpicking and matching a variety of musicians who would not normally have would have been expected to play together. One example of this is a group called the New York Stars. Well, that was taken from a WNEW Saturday night swing show in New York City on April the 5th, 1947. You probably recognise the pianist as Count Basie, and you may have guessed that the drummer was Buddy Rich. The other participants in the session were Roy Eldridge on trumpet, Illinois Jacquette on tenor sax, Al Caiola, not so easy to judge, on guitar, Red Callender was the bass player. And again, another session that the recording was supervised by V-Disc personnel. And all those discs that we've so far heard appeared on the Mosaic small group V-Disc Jazz box that came out about the end of 2024. And to complement that particular issue, Mosaic have just released a complimentary box of 11 CDs entitled V-Disc Big Bands. And as may be expected from the period of time, all the major and some not so major swing bands were heavily featured in this set. I am going to play a Count Basie track now from the new sessions. It's called Dance of the Gremlins, and it was recorded. Well, let's hear it first. We'll be right back. Well, we had to change track there due to adverse conditions. That was a recording that was made in 1946. And I'm going to give the personnel, because listening to who was playing with Basie on that particular session, it's interesting to contemplate, really, some of the names in that group and what happened to them subsequently. On trumpets, we had Ed Lewis, Emmett Berry, Snooky Young, Harry Edison, Joe Newman, and Ed Donnelly. George Matthews, Eli Robinson, and Dickie Wells, and J.J. Johnson were in the trombone session. The reeds included Preston Love, Jimmy Powell, Rudy Rutherford, Lucky Thompson, Buddy Tate, Paul Gonzalez, a name that we usually associate with a rather different big band, Illinois Jacquet, and Jack Washington on baritone. Count Basie was at the piano. Freddie Green, so he stuck by the count for a long time. And Rodney Richardson was on bass. The drummer was Shadow Wilson. And when I read out that roster of musicians, quite a number of them certainly made their mark in jazz over the years. The V-Disc management did not live in the past with their selections of musicians. At least a half dozen of one of the modern jazz orchestra at that time do crop up in the complete catalogue. And like the Basie, they were commissioned and supervised by the V-Disc team. I'm speaking now of the Stan Kenton Orchestra, who play Southern Scandal. That Stan Kenton recording was made in New York City on the 9th of October 1945, and his lineup then was Johnny Anderson, Russ Berger, Buddy Childers, Bob Lampieris, Ray Wetzel, trumpets, Milt Kubak, Jimmy Sims, Bart Vasilona, Fred Zito were trombone section, Al Anthony, Boots Musselly, alto saxes, Sam Alachia, Bob Cooper, must have been a Bob, young Bob Cooper then, on tenor saxes, Bob Gioga was the baritone player, Stan Kenton, of course, on piano, Bob Ahern, guitar, Eddie Safransky on bass, with Rolf Collier at the drums. As I said, recorded in October 1945. By the end of November 1944, the American Musician Union recording ban ended, and commercial recordings were in full flow, or rather, as full a flow as it could be, bearing in mind the continuing raw material shortages, which still continued. Notwithstanding the lifting of the ban, the V-Disc organisation continued with their own recording programme, although the musicians playing on the next V-Disc, again organised by V-Disc management, were largely from Lionel Hampton's own orchestra of the time. Here they offer us Vibes Boogie. Lionel Hampton on Vibes, of course, and the piano player is Milt Buckner. Thank you. So, three selections there from the recently issued Mosaic 11 CD box set, V-Disc Big Bands, and a reminder that it complements the earlier issued small group sessions that Mosaic put out. I should mention that these are not cheap, certainly not, but they are only pressing 5,000 of both box sets for worldwide distribution. So if you feel it's a must for your collection, perhaps you might have a word with your bank manager. It's up to you. I would like to add some thoughts to John's tribute to Kemper Plowski. I think I initially admired Kemper Plowski because he didn't fall into that school of jazz musicians who, it seemed, needed to express themselves by immediately and always taking on the sounds and styles of the modern day. That's not to say his music was rooted in some archaic turn-of-the-century classic jazz approach, but rather he always produced the right sounds for the occasion. Added to that, his accompaniments never got in the way of the other musicians. Here he is with Darryl Sherman, and the song that he's performed, It's Love I'm After.
It's love I'm after. I don't want to be a millionaire. The only thing on earth for which I care is love. For love and laughter, I'd give everything that I possess. The perfect synonym for happiness is love. Rich girls, poor girls, beggars and thieves feel the way I do, because each one of them believes she'll find somebody like you. It's love it may make me rise or make me fall, but it's love I'm after, after all.
Daryl Sherman, vocal, Ken Poplawski, clarinet, James Cirillo, guitar. He also arranged that trike. J. Len Hart on bass and Danny Gottlieb drums. Recorded in the NOLA Studios in New York City between 17th of March and the 11th of June 1997. And the reason for the long delay between those two dates is that that particular record is a kind of a cosmopolitan arrangement with various people coming in, people like Tommy Flanagan, for example. And the track was called It's Love I'm After. Although the clarinet was Ken's main instrument, he did perform quite extensively on tenor as well, and here again he would use the instrument on the wide range of tunes, and it was a wide range of tunes that we find in his discography, from across the styles of music which he performed, as here on an Ellington Standard, which is called Johnny Come Lately, along with some British musicians who are certainly Phil Lee on guitar and possibly, but I'm not sure about this, a piano player called John Haller. Dated recording is the 2nd or 3rd of February 2001, and the track is Johnny Come Lately. As I think was shown there, Ken Poplawski was one of those players who seemed to understand what was required to bring the best out of whatever tune he was playing. He will be sadly missed, but thankfully we have quite a large discography of records which we can remember his excellent, first-class and most enjoyable musical attributes. This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, Tempest Fugit, and this is Mike Coates saying thank you for listening. I do hope you've enjoyed our show today, and we expect to be back next Tuesday at 1 p.m. In the meantime, we're going out with Ken Poplawski again, playing a tune called Imagination, along with John Bunch piano, Ed Bickert on guitar, John Goldsby bass, and Terry Clark drums. A recording made in Penny Lane Studios, wherever, in New York City in December 1987.